from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. In Britain, the countdown is underway. The countdown has begun for the Thursday referendum that will decide whether Britain remains in the European Union. Both sides are making their last-minute emotional pleas to those undecided, with less than 24 hours to go before the vote gets underway. From London, VOA's Luis Ramirez has more.
There are warnings that leaving the 28-member bloc may cause the British pound to lose 15% of its value and bring the resignation of the country's prime minister, whose mandate depends on whether Britain listens to him and votes to remain.
And if we choose to leave, we can leave. But let's be clear, if we do leave, that's it. We're walking out the door.
Polls since the June 16th murder show the leave camp losing ground, but both sides still very close ahead of a referendum that many believe may change the course of European history. Luis Ramirez, VOA News, London.
For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. The voice of Amjad Sabri, a renowned singer of Sufi devotional music. Mr. Sabri was shot and killed today by two unknown men in Pakistan's southern port city of Karachi. Police say two men riding a motorcycle fired on Amjad Sabri's car and fled the scene. The 45-year-old singer succumbed to his wounds as he was being driven to a hospital. No one has claimed responsibility. The news of Sabri's killing instantly sparked nationwide outrage and condemnation, especially among millions of followers of Sufism, a mystical form of Islam practiced in Pakistan and India for centuries. Fundamentalist Muslims reject Sufism, saying it has nothing to do with Islam. This is VOA News. Democrat John Lewis, a United States congressman from Georgia, led the charge today in the U.S. House of Representatives in one of the more unusual political protests in recent history.
We have turned deaf ears to the blood of the innocent and the concern of our nation. We are blind to a crisis. Mr. Speaker, where is the heart of this body? Where is our soul? Those who pursue common sense improvement are beaten down. Reason is criticized. Obstruction is praise.
And then a group of about three dozen Democrats in the U.S. House of Representatives staged a highly unusual sit-in in the chamber on Wednesday to protest Republican refusal to hold a vote on restricting gun purchases in the aftermath of the country's biggest mass shooting in Orlando. The rebellious lawmakers marched to the front of the House chamber in the U.S. Capitol and announced they were protesting to force House Speaker Paul Ryan to keep the House in session during a scheduled week-long break next week. The Democrats called for a debate and then a vote on measures to expand background checks on gun buyers and block some suspected terrorists from purchasing guns. Forces loyal to Libya's new national unity government in Tripoli have reportedly made gains inside the Islamic State-held coastal city of Sirte, while forces loyal to the rival government in Tobruk say they have pushed back al-Qaeda militants in Benghazi. Edward Uranian reports for VOA from Cairo.
Militiamen loyal to the unity government captured two districts inside Sirte amid heavy fighting and reports of casualties on both sides. Ahmed Hadia, a spokesman for pro-government military forces in Sirte, that battles took place in several areas. He says pro-government militiamen had pushed IS fighters out of the Zafran and Garbiat districts and quartered them in small pockets of the 700 district. Islamic State fighters were reported to be fighting fiercely despite recent losses, using car bombs, suicide attackers, and other booby-trapped objects. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
A government militia commander in Sirte told journalists that IS fighters had booby-trapped vehicles and shops to stop the government advance into the city. A ceasefire between Nigeria's government and a militant group that's claimed responsibility for a series of crippling attacks on oil infrastructure may be on shaky ground. A senior official with the Nigerian National Petroleum Corporation told VOA that the government had reached a truce with the Avengers militant group. They say it's not so. Joe Palca.
That's the latest world news from VOA.